If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
I think we've got Drive Moment now.
Yes, we do.
You think correct?
So, what do you think life in Mzansi will be like 100 years from now? What do you think life will be like 100 years from today? So, apparently in 1924, they were asking people, you know, what was life going to be like in 100 years? And people made their own predictions.
Yeah.
Some went on to say things like, people will be working from home. Which
is happening.
Yeah. It is happening. Yeah. This one, Angazibeka Linyawo, uthe horses would go extinct. No one would have teeth, is namazinyo. And another interesting one was constant war everywhere. And it is
happening.
It is happening.
Yeah, whether it be a war where you're killing people or Ngay Mali or economy. Yeah.
Yeah. And also the most interesting one for me, because I'm always on the side of women. Women would be in charge and men would be raising the kids.
It's happening.
Because we had that topic just the other day, right?
It was yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and okay. I'm just thinking of the
Don't think.
There's videos of these husbands or daddies looking after their kids.
Yeah.
The things they do. I don't know how safe our kids will be even 100 years. Men are looking after them. Baba daddy sakadi vacuum omong like king one alhoa. So obviously very fluffy hair, right?
Yeah.
How no bafa ponytail. So he takes a vacuum cleaner, sucks in this child's hair, and puts it. No, guy, that's not being resourceful.
That's creative.
That's creativity.
I can't imagine. No.
So you can't imagine in the next 100 years, men looking after their kids.
Will they learn the proper way to do it?
So for me, what I think will happen in the next 100 years is that almost maybe 70% of the population will be light skinned. Yeah.
Why?
If you watch soccer.
Yeah.
You watch teams from Germany, you watch British teams. There's so many players whose parents, either the parent is African, marries
a European.
Yes, and that's
a good prediction, James, you know.
So I think the majority of people will be light-skinned.
So then one of the predictions there was the fact that they will there'll be so much healing. So one obviously says more war.
Yes.
And then the opposite of that is somebody who said that there would be no war, there'd be so much peace because people will be almost speaking one language.
Yeah.
So then in place into your prediction, because if we are all mixed races, there can never be racism anymore.
I mean, come
you
to think of it.
You can still be a classist. You know, this one is from there and there.
Of course.
But it can't be a racially based prejudice, if that makes sense.
I mean, who would have thought you'd see 6-7 players playing for the German national team, the French national team? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think in the next 100 years, robots will be taking over. Right now, I saw a video Rashim's I posted online.
Shishilis.
Yeah, Shishilis. I ordered food and the food was delivered by a robot. And I'm like, if this is happening now, what's going to be happening in the next 100 years?
Yeah,
we can have robots driving our cars, taking care of our homes, teaching our kids.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like I'm a robot that I'm going to take over, basically.
I think I'm a robot will take over duties that need you 24/7, so duties you can't take a break from. So I agree with you. I don't even think it's going to happen in 100 years. I don't think it's going to happen
sooner.
We already have autonomous cars which drive themselves. They don't need a driver.
Yep.
There's already Uber services or at least e-hailing services that the car does not need a driver because it's an autonomous car. We are already seeing bits and pieces of that. We're already going to franchise stores or fast food stores and we are ordering without needing personnel assistance. So it's definitely, it's here. I don't think it's going to take 100 years.
Yeah, most companies now don't even take cash.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, I remember when I explained a story to you, I was late for work and I forgot my wallet at home.
Yeah.
And I was at a petrol station and I asked them nicely, full tank. And it dawned on me that I didn't have my wallet with me. Fortunately, I have my card on my phone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I thought that was incredible. So
imagine all that. And right now, how many people are getting off the grid when it comes to electricity?
Oh, yes.
Mm. Imagine the next 100 years.
Yeah.
Where these power stations, that's why you mail us, that's why we because people would have ways of getting energy, whether it be from the sun or the energy will come from the moon.
Yeah. And I think they do need to secure the power source, like you rightfully say, because the more we are moving away and developing with technology, the more electricity we need to power up all these gadgets. So there better not be no load reduction in 100 years, or else there will be problems.
So what do you think, Kaya family, what do you think Mzansi will be like in the next 100 years? Please drop us a voice note, 0636880959. 22 minutes past 4 o'clock.
Leave a comment, WhatsApp 0636880959.
He says we've got one voice note.
I will say music will be irrelevant because now there's a thing, AI, and everything is artificial intelligence. That one. So I feel like the music industry will be extinct because all the robots would have been taken over, like 100% of it. When no human will be making music on their own. And yeah, that's how I feel like 100 years from now.
I don't want to live in that era. Yeah. It's okay. I'm so glad I'll be dead.
How about
in 100 years?
Kissing via Bluetooth, I think it's going to be awesome. You don't have to be here for me to kiss you.
Mamela.
I am certain I am glad I won't
be here in 100 years.
Can you imagine? It's come. Ukwazi ukhisa umuntu akumfile umkhisa asempumalanga ola.
No.
Uhappy.
No.
So we're asking a question, Buti. Yeah. What do you think life will be like in Mzansi in the next 100 years? But I want to ask Angie, do you think by then the Chiefs would have won at least two?
Two.
Two.
Just
in 100 years.
But I do worry, Makumalo, by the way, about your sector. Remember there's print, working. Printing machines now, 3D printing machines.
Yep.
And they print food as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if we would ever have real animals that were bred, or people are going to be printing. We're not going to eat real food in 100 years.
I agree with you.
We're going to be printing food.
Yeah. But I know in Nkomo, in the next 50 years, you'll have an option of full cream or low fat.
Oh. In the Nkomo, it's
straight from the cow.
What?
Meh. You want more?
I'm
sorry. I'm sorry. What do you think life in Mzansi will be like 100 years from now? I'll probably be like 13.
After your 20th reincarnation.
I think 100 years from now, we'll only have electrical cars.
Yeah.
I think most, if not all, countries would have had female presidents.
Yep.
And hopefully several female presidents at that. And I think everyone will have a JoJo tank at their house, because this water shedding also is problematic. So hopefully in 100 years, they will have a solution for that.
For me, I think most of the people will not be working for a boss or a mankind. They will be working for themselves, so meaning they will be self-empowered, because if you look into Abantana Bay to these days, all they want to do is to start their own thing. So and some of them are already earning money whilst they are still learning. So I guess Abantana Bay too, in mentality abo, it's broader than us.
In the next 50 to 100 years in Mzansi, less and less people will be speaking Benek. Manabarona are speaking English, and it's really bad because most of them don't even know how to pronounce their own names. Like Rebafa Maina Tswana, then the next day they can't even pronounce their own Tswana names. So yeah, remember that language, or what? There was a documentary, the Nikishe Bile, there was one person left speaking that language. And yeah, if we are not careful, that will be Bosetswana, Sesotho, and all these other languages, you know, following the same route.
So speaking about languages and stuff, I thought it was very interesting last night, because I was watching Royal AM playing against Golden Arrows.
At 9 p.m.
Yeah, at 9 p.m. Why was it postponed? What was happening?
I don't know. There was something wrong. Yeah, there was a technical error. It is.
Yeah.
Maybe SARS. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Why?
Right. So, but I thought it was very interesting. Like when they showed the lineup of the players, right? I looked at Royal AM, ne? 98% were African names, even for Arrows, which I thought was first. I was like, actually, you know, 98% were just African names.
Which is nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
we are here.
Andile Mpisan.
Yeah.
Abo Subani Bani.
Yeah, she's playing for Royal AM.
I know.
Can you imagine Chairman Izala? Can you imagine Chairman Yakaya? It's a show. Think about it. Chairman.
Breakfast.
Yeah, it's a breakfast. Chairman.
Mm.
Why?
I'm like trying my hardest.
I know you won't shout at him. Just like you shout at me and Skumba. It's like Andy Lempisan. What, do you ever see those players bum shout?
You don't think you'll forget that he is?
And I'm passing.
Because he's a peer. He's a peer. So if Abatabu who's come up passer, surely Bamu shout that go to change room.
I never.
I'm telling you guys. Anyway, I don't want to be drawn in this thing.
Which one? Which thing?
Anything that has to do with Royal.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think in the next coming 100 years, parenting will be non-existent. Looking at how these kids are behaving these days, they lack all these qualities, respect, and you name them, and so forth and so forth.
You know, in the next 5 to 10 years in South Africa, we'll no longer have like standalone shops with cashiers inside, because these days now everything is done online. Groceries online, finish online, clothes, like almost everything that you want. The only thing that will still be standing is ATM for cash, because we really need cash, but everything is done online.
I think in 100 years, a quantum taxis, it's gonna be a thing of the past. Plus, well, in 100 years, abo kacheni, ama chemeni, we faraday, wala ma association, abazo besoga ma ancestor. So, quantum will be a thing of the past. Say, clean and manje nje quantum.
In the next 100 years, from my thinking, I think crime might be much more, a bit less, because you know, we'd be having ama robots, maybe, you know, just checking out everything. Like it's a bit biggie. If you know someone is doing something, you know, wrong or anything like that, it would be controlling crime much more better than the way things are.
I think 100 years from now we'll have less rate of divorce, because my 2000, they marry for the right things, hey? Not some like some us, we got married because of the parents are saying that, or because we wanted the security or anything. But divorce rate will go down in South Africa in the next 100 years.
Guys, in 100 years, we're not going to be on Earth. Well, at least not all of us. If you can afford a ticket and you relocate to Mars or whichever planet Elon Musk has decided will be our next home. But 100 years is a very long time to still be here.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Kumutso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.